we now move to uncontested item. Generally, at these meetings, we do have the presentation and participation of our state water board liaison, who is not be able was not able to attend our meeting because of other commitments with state board meetings. So, Mr. Robertson, you have further comment to add to that?
No, you covered it. Thank you.
All right, so next I'd like you to introduce the uncontested item. And at this time, if we have any speaker card associated with the uncontested items, all of them, I would appreciate if you give them to our clerk of the board, because I'd rather not piecemeal getting the card so I can schedule accordingly speakers. And the cards are on my left at the table. Okay, so thank you. So Mr. Robertson, please introduce the items.
Sure. This is the uncontested items agenda. Items 6 through 10 are proposed for consent, and I can go through them individually by name too. Prior to doing that, I would note that as these items were agendized as consent, if significant changes are proposed for any of these items 6 through 10, we will re-agendize the item such that all stakeholders for the item can be present. Item 6 is an MPDS permit reissuance for Morro Bay and Cayucos Wastewater Treatment Plant. Item 7 is a MPDS permit reissuance for the City of Santa Cruz Wastewater Treatment Plant. Item 8 is a revision of the waste discharge requirement and reissuance of the MPDS permit for low threat discharges. This is a general permit. Item 9 is a revision of waste discharge requirements and reissuance of MPDS permit for the Chevron Estero Marine Terminal, just north of Morro Bay. Item 10 is approval for Dynegy Morro Bay Power Plant Pipeline Pigging Project and an associated treated water spray field disposal per resolution R3-2014-0041. And that concludes the items in the consent group.
Thank you. So what I'd like to do is to take each item at a time, and then I will ask my fellow board members if you have any further questions, clarifications. I know that we do have some of the representatives here in the room, which if you have further questions, we'll certainly give you opportunity to the representatives, permittees to, you know, answer further question. And then likewise, if we have augmentation of information that we'd like to ask, staff, we do it at this time. I mentioned this because, you know, there's quite a bit of uncontested items here, and I wanna make sure we give the right amount of time and opportunity to address each of those individually. And as a reminder, you know, if it's just informational clarifications, you know, that's one part of a process. If someone wants to pull an item out of the uncontested items, then we will individually address that item. If not, then we will vote on all the uncontested item as a whole. So let's start with the first item here, which is item 6, Morro Bay and Cayucos wastewater treatment plant. Mayor Delgado?
Yes, I have no questions on uncontested items 6 through 10.
Okay. I have no questions on any of the uncontested items listed.
Dr. Hunter?
Similar, I have no questions.
I have no questions. I'm really happy to see that item 6 includes some potential for full advanced treatment and recycled water, so kudos.
I have no questions on items 6 through 10.
So So I have a question on item six, and I'm looking at the schedule, and, you know, certainly realize that, you know, the project has been a bit of a challenge in terms of a location, cost to recycle, not to recycle. But I'm looking at the recommended dates. One was RFQ for design construction released October 2017, and then council selection and award of site improvement November 2017, being that we're now December. Could I get a little update on where these two milestones stand? And the reason I'm asking that question is that, you know, we're very sensitive to, you know, the amount of time it's going to take to break ground, and you know, our permit, what's our critical deadline with this renewal of a permit? Right. 5 years?
Right. This is Harvey Packard. So the permit has a five-year term, and at the end of those 5 years, the city will have to comply with full secondary standards. As far as interim schedules, you know, as of the writing of the staff report, you see what's there, and Rob Livick of the city perhaps can update the board on exactly how the city's doing with each of those.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Wolf, board members. Yes, we did award a contract for design of the off-site improvements, the lift station and pump station, to Waterworks Engineering last month, and also issued the RFQ for design build firms. Those statements of qualifications are due today, and I noticed a couple of large boxes sitting outside my office this morning. So we have a couple of potential design build firms that have already submitted qualifications. We are looking forward to moving, the council is looking forward to moving forward on this project and securing subsidized funding from both the federal government and the state, which will make it more affordable for our community. I'd be happy to answer any other questions that you might have on the project.
Yeah, did you receive a grant or funding in regard to the water recycling component?
The EPA invited us to apply for a WIFIA loan.
Is WIFIA?
I can't remember what
probably
the,
starts with
the Water and Infrastructure Financing Act.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for translating the alphabet soup.
It's a new program through the EPA where they're directly funding projects. We were one of 12 agencies across the U.S. that were invited to apply. We have until July 18th. One of the reasons we were invited to apply was because of our advanced treatment and use of recycled water for groundwater recharge, indirect potable reuse. And the community is looking forward to moving forward with that project and securing that loan funding.
And what is the amount? And the reason I asked that question is that I know cost was a big concern by the community and by the city council for this project.
Yes, the WIFIA loan will fund up to 49% or $88 million of the project cost. So that subsidized funding is will make the rates more affordable for the community.
Okay. Well, that glad to hear that because I, you know, I've attended several of your meetings and, you know, certainly heard the, you know, the cost concerns associated with the size of your community. So great to see that, you know, this is going to help the affordability, and also, you know, applaud you folks for moving ahead with the recycled water program, because, you know, codependency on California aqueduct is, as we move to extreme droughts periods, is not part of water security. And I think you need to, as you're doing, you need to consider water security and diversify your portfolio so you're not under the assumption, well, we'll get state water. And as you know, at the last round of drought, many cities were quite surprised when they realized, no, we're not going to get our allocations.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that. So on item 7,
did you have any speaker cards for that?
No, none. Yeah. Item 7, I understand that there is a lot of good work that the city of Santa Cruz is doing in regard to also moving into water recycling opportunities. And, you know, I would have liked to hear a little bit more of that because right now, the discussion here just makes a brief comment. And the reason I wanted to daylight this more is that, you know, recycling water, particularly for us as a Central Coast board where we do have discharge to the ocean, we absolutely must look at, as we upgrade our systems and renew permits, we need to look at the potentials of recycling water for other beneficial use. And, you know, I've mentioned several times, wastewater is a term that should be removed from the dictionary. There's no such thing anymore. So could I get a little update on some of the progress that are being made in that area?
Sure. Harvey Packard again. So the permit in its new form in front of you includes some general production requirements for recycled water for the city. It's not likely that they will implement those during the term of this permit, but one of the contributors to the wastewater system up there is the Soquel area, and the Soquel Creek Water District is planning a recycling project that will use treated water from the Santa Cruz plant, bring it back down the coast to Soquel, treat it with advanced treatment there and re-inject it into their groundwater basin. So that's a project that is well into the planning phases and will be a really good project to see there.
I'm sorry, how many acre feet is that?
I don't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but it's, you know, Soquel Creek was proposing with Santa Cruz a desal project, and they've decided to go this way instead.
So do you know what the impetus was for the decision change? From desal to
Public request. You know, the public didn't want to see a desal project.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, as my colleague Mayor Delgado, you know, mentioned earlier, when we participated at the annual meeting in Sacramento, you know, a big portion of the meeting was emphasizing with presentation climate change, and. And it was presented to us not to make believers out of us. I think we all, you know, we don't need to be convinced, but the importance was, okay, here's all the information, and so regional boards, you know, what is going to be your individual contributions to address climate change? And the governor has directed each of his agencies in the state of California to have a climate change component. So one of the things down the road next year that our executive officer and myself, you know, we're going to work on is how do we embed in our day-to-day activities, you know, the aspects of climate change in our regulatory processes. Sort of analogous to, you know, environmental justice efforts, where this is now an integral part of our thinking and our processes, so we need to address that. So that's why I wanted to highlight here, okay, what are we doing, and what is in, how can we help address recycled water? And certainly one of the ways, and I'm so glad to hear the example presented, is to help with funding, with grants to provide affordability, particularly with small systems, you know, to have recycled water programs. You take large communities, and I will generically saying more affluent, you know, Orange County is a good example, where you do have, you know, they're sort of a poster child of recycled water program. But, you know, the smaller the community, the more disproportionately it is expensive. So this is where I think we can help. And I know, for example, my colleague, Ms. Gray, you know, does a lot of work in that area. So I'm looking forward to having all of our board members here, you know, as we move next year, think this through and see how we can make this an automatic part of our, you know, day-to-day activities. Yes.
Just to kind of tag on to that, you know, obviously Orange County has decades of investment into this, but I was recently at a presentation where their advanced treatment water cost them $550 an acre foot, which is tremendously cheap if you look at other options and desal. You know, it's just really extremely inexpensive water at this point in time. So obviously those decades of investment have paid off, and certainly I'm happy to work on this. I think that we need to move into climate change adaptation, and not only just climate change, but just good stewardship of our resources, particularly here in Central Coast and Southern California. Thank you.
Thank you. So I appreciate the opportunity here to you know, get a little bit more in clarification of some of those items, and I do not see at this time any further question. So we will then take all these uncontested items as a whole, and we will vote on those as a whole. So do we have a motion?
I move to approve consent items 6 through 10.
Second.
Any further question? All right, so roll call, please.
Dr. Wolf?
Yes.
Dr. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Cervantes? Mr. Delgado?
Yes.
Ms. Gray?
Yes.
Mr. Johnston?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So then, at this time, should we take a little break?
Yes.
Yes, so let's take... Didn't take very long for my brother here to say yes. So let's take a 15-minute break.